The Chinese do export a lot to the United States. Americans also export to China, and that includes exporting American talent. Young professionals move to China to ride its economic boom. Their sometimes chaotic lives are the subject of a new romantic comedy called Shanghai Calling. It arrives on the U.S. Film Festival circuit next month. It's already been screened in Shanghai, where NPR's Frank Langfitt had a look.
This is the new land of opportunity, Sam.
This is going to be the best move you ever made.
Sam Chow is a hotshot Chinese-American lawyer assigned to Shanghai, but he speaks no Chinese and has no clue how the country works. Soon after he arrives, he learns a product made by his biggest client is apparently being pirated all over town.
Brad, this is my client's phone. Somebody else is making them. How the hell did they get in these stores so fast?
Haven't you heard? The Chinese are really good at manufacturing, dude.
Brad, I need to get these phones off the street ASAP. I need you to go to every store that is selling these phones and buy them up here. I'll give you my
intellectual property rights, or lack thereof, is just one of the issues played for laughs in this independent film, which is made for less than $3 million. Another is Shanghai's blistering pace of change. In this scene, Sam, played by a Korean-American actor named Daniel Henney, is shown his new apartment by a relocation agent. It's a luxury spread overlooking the river. There's just one problem.
What the hell was that?
Construction, but they're supposed to be finished by now.
Are you telling me this building is still being built?
Anyone in Shanghai, either Chinese or the tens of thousands of foreigners who call it home, knows drilling is the city's inescapable soundtrack.
My name's Daniel Shaw. I am the writer-director of a film called Shanghai Calling.
Shaw's an American and former TV comedy writer whose parents were born here. Shanghai Calling is his first movie, and he's looking for a U.S. distributor. Many films about China are either historical costume dramas or kung fu spectacles. Shaw said he wanted to make one that captured contemporary life in all its messy complexity.
The majority of people in America have very little idea of what is actually happening in China. And at the same time, the majority of people in China have very little idea of what all these foreigners are doing in their country.
The movie's in Chinese and English and features both Chinese and American actors. They include Hollywood veteran Bill Paxton, whose character recounts a rags-to-riches tale familiar in expatriate circles here.
Let me tell you a story. A while back, a fry cook from Louisville applies to the exec program at JFC. He got in, it was considered a joke. Then the company opened up shop in China. Nobody wanted to go, so he volunteered. 20 years later, he's the third highest paid exec in the company and the mayor of America Town.
There's no America Town in Shanghai, but there might as well be. Some expat communities are so insulated, you'd never know you're in China. The film also explores the lives of ordinary Shanghainese. They include Fong Fong, Sam's street-smart Chinese assistant who favors luxury brands. Then Sam catches her working a second job at a nightclub.
My father is a construction worker. Even in Shanghai, so much pressure. Every woman with an office job has to have designer clothes and nice jewelries and Italian handbags. So I pretend to have wealthy parents and kept my other job just to pay for nice things.
In this nouveau riche city where appearance can be everything, many people will relate. Cast members saw the movie for the first time last week and say it nailed life here. But Aaron Hawkins, who plays an English teacher in the film, wonders how it will resonate with people outside of China.
It's a fun film, but at the same time, it's maybe some of the humor might be lost because they haven't experienced it firsthand.
Daniel Shaw hopes that for people who don't know China, Shanghai Calling will be the next best thing. The movie is scheduled to debut at film festivals in Los Angeles and Newport Beach in May, and Shaw says he expects it to be released in China later this year. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.